This is Tony Alamo, and this is message number 17 regarding the flow of life, the presence of the Lord within you, and the flow of life from the throne of God, from the river of life, the tree of life, and our ability of being dead and on the altar, a sacrifice, living sacrifice unto the Lord, to where he can live his life out in and through us. Again, this is number 17 in that regard, and let's all go up to the throne to ask the Lord to bless this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for information, but we know that information is not life, but we need the actual spirit of life within our messages. Lord, anoint these messages with your life, to impart life into the hearer, and open up every heart, soul, mind, Lord, that they should receive the word of life in them. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Okay, so let's start out.
The words of life.
These are the words of life, not the words of death. Go ahead.
In Acts 5:20, the angel charged Peter and the apostles, quote, "Go and stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." Peter and the apostles were not charged to go and speak only the word. They were charged to speak the words of this life.
Right, they weren't just supposed to be teaching by the letter, but they were to preach the words that the Lord would give to them. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, because there is death in the Word of God, and there's also life. Amen?
Amen.
So they were not told to go and preach just the Word, the mere Word, but to be in the Spirit to go speak the Word of life. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what else?
The law is close to life, and the Word is even closer.
Right, so that's saying the law is very close to life because the law is in the Word of God. Amen?
Amen?
But the law doesn't have any life in it at all. Okay? Life and truth came through Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And so, read that again.
The law is close to life, and the Word is even closer.
So within the Word of God is knowledge. Amen?
Amen?
The Word of God is knowledge. But it also has life when it's ministered by the Spirit. So there's a lot of difference between people who have the knowledge of the Word of God and those that have the life. Because many people are preachers and teachers, but they don't have life. Most of your denominations don't have life. They have the knowledge, but the tree of knowledge, but they don't have life. Okay, and the tree of knowledge and the tree of life are both incorporated in the Bible. That's why it's hard to tell the difference between life and knowledge. Some people think just because they know the Bible that they have life. They don't necessarily have life just because they know the Bible. Okay, keep going.
Many may claim they are preaching and teaching the Word, but are they speaking the words of this life?
Are they? When they speak, are you feeling something happening within you? Is it the Lord talking through them, or is it just their teaching dryness, death to you? Because I know that before I got saved, I had tried to see if there was anything in these different churches, and all I felt like was so miserable when I was sitting there, even for 5 to 10, 15 minutes, that I just wanted to get out of there. And I felt that if these kind of people are going to be in heaven, I want to be in hell. Because I, at that time, didn't know what hell was like. I thought hell was the place that had vending machines and pool hall and beer, cold beer, and girls and all sorts of that would be hell, because that's the way I saw it depicted. And those kind of people wouldn't fit in that type of a place. I could tell they didn't like to play pool. They were just like goody two-shoes. But they were, if there would have been something refreshing in life that was being preached in those churches, they were preaching the word, but they didn't have life, and they were not preaching, they were preaching it by the letter. And some people don't understand the difference, and I feel very sorry for them. Okay, then what?
In this verse, words, it's not the Greek word logos, but
okay,
rhema.
But again, I just want to add on to it. The Lord showed me what hell was really like, and then I decided I did not want to be there at all. And that's the thing that really keeps me going quite a bit. That's part of why I don't veer from the Word of God. I stay right there. Because the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and what He says is the truth. And there's life incorporated with it. Okay, then what?
In this verse, words is not the Greek word logos, but rhema. Logos is the constant word, and rhema is the instant word.
Right, there's a constant flowing of the Word of God, and then there's the rhema, the instant word. There's a difference. Amen.
The constant word could be the tree of knowledge, but the instant words that the Lord speaks are spirit and life, John 6:63.
Right, when the Lord says something, you know that that's life, amen?
Amen.
But somebody can be talking and talking and talking, and there's no life in it whatsoever, right? And they could be reading the word too, but it's not the right word that you need at that moment. But the Lord spoke to me in an instant in the office. And that's what I really need. That's what shook me up and caused me to start searching for what truth was. Because they could be preaching to me all day long, the constant Word of God, and the Logos, and I wouldn't even know what they were talking about. Because it's not in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
And it was boring to me. But when the real Word came from the real Lord, it wasn't boring anymore. It frightened me and made me react in a positive manner to give up what I was presently doing, building up idols, and just leave it completely when dozens of people were angry at me for it, and I couldn't have cared less. And I had a lot of money invested in that project that I was doing, and there were investors involved with it as well. And the instant word that came down unexpectedly drew my attention to the Lord, to the kingdom of heaven. And nothing else ever did. No matter how many, my brother drugged me into a Catholic church, my mother drugged me over to a Catholic church and a Methodist church and one after the other. And I didn't even hear what they were saying. There wasn't anything there that got my attention. So go ahead.
Because the tree of life and the tree of knowledge are so close to one another, one could take the tree of knowledge and think that he is taking the tree of life.
Right. Those people that were reading the Bible in these different church services thought they were really getting to me. And say, boy, we got a good witness today. You know, to themselves, they were really being witnessed to. But the person that was, they thought they were witnessing to said they couldn't wait until they got out of the room. Couldn't wait to get him out of the room. So that wasn't any witness from the Lord to them whatsoever. The person dying, and right after they left the sick room, they went and invited the Catholic priests in to bring all their statues in and everything. They really thought they had a good witness to the Lord. Isn't that something? No, they were just ministering the letter, and the letter killeth. But the Spirit bringeth forth life. Amen?
Amen.
We had a situation like that just recently with Brother Gerard. The man said he couldn't wait to get him out of the room because he was listening to Buster. And then Gerard busted in on the witness right after he heard a message from me saying that you should never do that to break the Spirit. He said, do you know what sin is? He just interrupted real fast like that. And that is not to be done ever. And the man that was in the sick room stated, Man, these people were very rude. I couldn't really even wait to get rid of them. I just agreed with everything they were saying so that they'd leave. And some people are so hardened and so carnal and so dead themselves that they don't know the difference between knowledge and life. Life versus knowledge. The tree of life is what we need. We dasn't touch the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We're only eat from the tree of life. Amen?
Amen.
And there's a vast difference, but they appear to be the same. Okay, then what?
It, without a deep walk in Christ, is hard to discern life from knowledge, because life and knowledge are so close to one another.
Right, because there's the knowledge of the Lord. But that's only ministered and received by the Spirit. I hope I'm not confusing people. Is it just becoming as clear as mud? Okay, keep going.
The living Word of God. 1 Peter 1:23 tells us,
because the Word of God is living, amen?
Amen.
You can feel it's alive, it isn't dry. Okay, then what?
1 Peter 1:23 tells us, quote, having been regenerated, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the living and abiding Word of God.
Yes. The Word lives, is alive. It's the Lord. But the Lord warns us in through the Apostle Paul, he says, that knowledge puffs up. Amen?
Amen.
Go ahead.
A seed is a container of life.
A true seed of the Lord, or a Word of God, is a container with God's life in it. It's like a bullet that has life in it, and he fires it and ignites life in you. Like when the Lord told me, get up on your feet and tell these people, plugged up my ears first. I said, get up on your, every time it was like a machine gun going into my heart. I am the Lord thy God, stand up on your feet, boom, 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 and tell these people about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's coming back to earth again, or thou shalt surely die. Boom, 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 boom. I thought, truly, I'm crazy. I mean, what is this, you know? This isn't normal. Manna, manna, what is this? What is this? Amen?
Amen.
This is never happens in this world. This is crazy. This is not distinguishable to me. This is a life that's coming. I'm dead, and this is life. I don't recognize life. I don't recognize these kind of words. These words are insane. There's something new and strange and different. And I said, I'm just going to get out of here and go to the nut house, you know, to a private sanitarium, of course. Not one, because if I did what this voice is telling me to do, I know that they're going to call the paddy wagon for me, which is a padded cell on wheels, and put a butterfly net over my neck and put me in a straitjacket. And I said, I got to get out of here, and I couldn't get up. This is doubt not. Here comes the machine gun with these containers of life in. I am the Lord thy God. Stand up on your feet and tell these people about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's coming back to earth again, or thou shalt surely die. And he opened up my mind that time and made me know that there was a hell and that it wasn't any place, anything nice, all right? And so I pushed myself up somehow, and the breath started going in and out of my body, and my heart started beating real fast. And I looked up and I says, don't kill me. I know he exists now. Okay, that did it. I know you exist. I believe. I'll do it. I'll say anything you want, but just don't kill me and send my soul to hell. That's the real living Word of God. I mean, that brings forth life. Amen?
Amen.
Life. Big time life. Amen?
Amen.
Life enough to evangelize the whole world. Right?
Amen.
Big time life. Not some dead person sitting in some dead church, or some dead person sitting even in a live church. I see a lot of them too. Half-baked, they're not even alive. Well, if that happened to me, I'd do it too. No. In other words, you're commanding what God is supposed to do to you. He's not going to do what you want. You're to him that doesn't receive the word, a flake. piece of chaff to burn. Okay, keep going.
The Word of God is the incorruptible seed that contains God's very life.
Right, it's like incorruptible. It sticks in there. It doesn't go away. People that just want to throw in the towel now and then, they don't have the incorruptible Word in them. And if they did, something has corrupted them. Because the person that's really born again of incorruptible seed cannot sin, because he that sinneth is of the devil. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, read on.
Through this word, this seed, we have been regenerated.
Right.
Peter used the word, the adjective, living, to describe the Word of God.
The living Word. Amen? Because his life brings you into life. It swells up in you, and you feel God's life in you. And you feel motivated to do something because it's him in you that has the motivation. And he puts the fear into you, the fear of the Lord. Because if you don't have any fear of God, you're a dunce. You're dead, a dead dunce. If you don't fear the Lord, that's the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is wisdom. And God says the whole duty of man is to fear him and keep his commandments, not just to read the letter of the word. What type of a person are you if you don't show the love of God in yourself, of the life of God in you? Preaching is one thing, but life is another. Keep going.
The word here in Greek is logos, but Peter pointed out that we were regenerated through the living logos.
Yeah, the living word, because there's the word which causes death, and then there's the living word that is life, incorruptible life. One kills and the other one brings forth life. Same word. It is only the word that is spoken in the spirit. Okay, then what?
We may have the word, yet not have the living word.
Amen. I know a lot of people that know the Bible, but they don't have life. The Pope knows the Bible, and he said it's not literal, and it is literal and also symbolic. So their theory is to just teach people a certain amount of it to where they don't become dangerous, because they figure everybody's stupid. And I have to agree with that. That part. Only stupid people think they're smart. Amen?
Amen.
Only people who have the tree of knowledge think they're smart. But those that have real life, they know that all of man's wisdom put together is nothing in comparison to the knowledge of God. Amen?
Amen.
To knowing God, to have an actual living experience with him on a continuous basis. Then what?
When I was 4 years old, I heard the word in Sunday school.
In Billings, they let me go to Sunday school. I don't know if they watched me going there or not, but I'd walk and they'd give me a penny for the donation. And I had to stop because I swallowed a penny one day. And they held me up upside down on, there was newspaper blowing, tried to get it out of me, but they couldn't. So anyway, what happened? I guess I was going to be a bank, right?
But I never received regeneration at that Sunday school.
No, I never did. Never got saved at all. They just mainly talked about smoking. And I'd go home and preach to my mother about, you know, if you don't stop smoking, you're going to hell. And she'd just laugh and laugh and laugh. And I thought, she's laughing at the gospel. But I couldn't go back anymore anyway, because of this penny ordeal. Okay, then what?
26 years later, I heard and received the living word. It was at that time I was born again.
Right, I heard the living word of God, and about a half year later I got saved. I really guess I was saved because I believed that God was up there, but I hadn't received Christ as my personal Savior yet. I knew that God was there all right, which I didn't believe before. That was a major accomplishment right there. Just to believe that there's God, that he's not at all like people. Because a person would not let their son die for the sins of a bunch of wicked people. But God did. That makes him a whole lot different than humans, right?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
The word by itself is the tree of knowledge, but the living word is the tree of life.
Right. So there's the adjective living makes a difference between the word. Amen?
Amen.
The living word of God. Then what?
Guides versus fathers.
Okay, now here's a subtitle here. Guides versus fathers. Go ahead.
1 Corinthians 4:15 tells us, quote,
or teachers versus fathers. Then what?
1 Corinthians 4:15 tells us, quote, for though you have 10,000 guides in Christ, yet not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus I have begotten you through the gospel. Guides, teachers, or instructors are good, but these guides are related to the tree of knowledge. The guides are a matter of knowledge, but the father is a matter of life.
Yeah, somebody that begets somebody. I begat my sons and my daughters. Amen?
Amen.
A lot of people might teach them, but I'm their dad, their father. Amen?
Amen.
So Paul said, I've begotten to you, unto the Lord. Okay? So you can have 10,000 teachers, but I'm the one that begat you to the Lord. And I'm the one that you must know, because that I was able to beget you to the Lord by the living word, that I must be the best teacher for you also, right?
Amen.
So you can get all these teachers, but maybe they've never begotten anybody to the Lord in their life. I begot you to the Lord, Paul says. Amen?
Amen.
So if you got itching ears, then you're doing that just to heap up some kind of teachers that will teach you or accommodate your lusts. You're looking for someone to preach to you that will approve the type of lust that you have that you seemingly can't get rid of because you never apply yourself to the living word. If you understand what I'm saying. Do you?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
Fathers impart life to their children whom they have begotten. And Paul the Apostle was such a father who imparted the divine life into the Corinthians so that they became children of God and members of Christ. Again, we can see how hard it is to discern life from knowledge. Knowledge versus love.
Okay, here's another little section. That's when I think I was going to stop, right?
Yes.
So I drew a line there and the Lord said, keep going. Okay, now there's knowledge versus love. Or love versus knowledge. Then what?
In 1 Corinthians 8:1, Paul tells us, quote, knowledge puffs up, but love builds up.
Yeah. Puffeth up, if you want to use the King James. Then what?
The outward objective knowledge that puffs up comes from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, the source of death.
Yeah, because just the Bible in itself is also a source of life and death. The Lord says, I give life and I take life away. Amen?
Amen.
If you don't want to be really born again of the Spirit and let the Lord display His love through you by being like Christ, Christ fed people. Amen?
Amen.
He waited on people. He healed them. He preached them. He never falsely accused them. He never took advantage of his position to take these females that kept following him around all the time. He preached to them and kept them in the Spirit. Amen?
Amen.
All the females that were around him. Okay, then what?
The spiritual, not fleshy love, which is an expression of life as described in 1 Corinthians 13, builds up. It comes from the tree of life, the source of life. Knowledge is something from the tree of knowledge, and love, genuine concern for others, is of the tree of life.
Right. People just mainly care about themselves. And those people just make sure that they get enough sleep, that they get enough rest, that they turn off the phones at a certain time, that they just get what they got think is coming to them. And they never really give an honest love or heartfelt or spiritual felt concern about anyone else, even to the point of those that are feeding them life and dispensing life into them on a daily basis. Keep going.
Healthy teaching.
Here's another heading, healthy teaching.
2 Timothy 4:3 says,
in other words, sound. They will not endure healthy or sound teaching. Healthy teaching. They want to hear it. Take us off the mailing list. Well, inasmuch as you've accounted yourself as not being worthy of eternal life, we shake the dust of our sandals off at you and take you off the mailing list. That's what you want. Okay, then what?
2 Timothy 4:3 says, quote, "For the time will come when they will not tolerate healthy teaching."
Well, they will not endure sound doctrine. It's the same thing. Sound is healthy. Teaching is doctrine. Amen?
Amen.
So there is a healthy teaching, and there is a not healthy teaching. Okay? Then what?
But according to their own lusts, they will heap up to themselves teachers tickling the ear.
You know, accommodating their own lusts. I want to find a preacher that will approve adultery, fornication. I've got to find somebody, and that one I'll tithe to, is what they're saying. I want to get to a place where they approve of lesbianism. We'll open up a lesbian church or a homosexual church, and that's where we'll go, because we'll feel comfortable there. We won't have to worry about any of these doctrines about the truth, you know, where the Lord burned up Sodom and Gomorrah and says, suffer not a witch to live. Disobedient person, right?
Right.
So which? Which doesn't mean to kill them. Amen?
Amen.
Disobedient people. It just means to shake the dust of your feet off at them and leave them alone. Okay, then what?
Teaching is something of knowledge, but healthy teaching implies the matter of life.
Right, so the Lord's not against teaching. I mean, teaching is good. Amen?
Amen.
Giving guide to those that are semi-blind or blind, leading them to the river, to the tree. Amen? That's good. Then what?
Anything healthy refers to the health of life. What we need is not mere teaching, but...
Yeah, anything sound applies to sound life. Amen? Real life. And go ahead.
What we need is not mere teaching, but the healthy teaching. A person's teaching might be quite sound, but still dead.
Sure. I can read you from the Bible things that are the Lord doesn't want you to hear right now, and it'll just turn you right off. You don't think so? I can show you. Okay, I'll just start reading the law to you. Okay? And all the different precepts and so on and so forth. If it was the Lord telling me to read that to you, then it would be something enlightening and full of life, you know, but right now. Or, you know, just wherever the Lord would tell me. But he doesn't direct me to deal death, but life, okay? Then what else?
What we need is the healthy teaching, the teaching with life that brings forth life. 2 Timothy 4:3 tells us that the ones who will not endure, tolerate healthy or sound doctrine or teaching because of their own lusts heap up to themselves teachers tickling the ear. These people cannot bear with the sound, healthy teaching, but they heap up teachers because they have an itching ear, an ear that seeks loopholes, escapes the truth.
Please. Could anything to escape the truth. Like there's teachings, you know, that there's no hell and that everybody's going to go to heaven. Just, yeah, that's the one. That's the one we want. Let's go over there. Gosh, we can do anything and just go. Eternal security, that's it. Right? Isn't that a loophole?
Yes.
And it's false. They're using the word of God to deal death to people. So they're wicked. Then what else?
An ear that seeks loopholes escapes from the truth. Pleasing words, which tell them they can fill their own filthy lusts, their own pleasure. Many people attend Christian conferences one after another, and there is no change in them at all.
I get all these invitations to go to Christian conferences, but I never see anybody changing. Do you? They all remain the same, don't they?
Yes.
Okay, then what?
These people are addicted to listening to good speakers.
It's like a drug. They're addicted to going to one speaker to another speaker. And sometimes I watch, you know, off and on different speakers, but I just check them out to see what kind of false doctrine and what kind of death they're dealing to people so that I can straighten it out for them and put it on a tract and get it out to the congregations of where they're at. We just wallpapered Swaggart's compound, and we hit a lot of different people's compound. They just about, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, something like that. Then what else?
They have tickling ears, and these good speakers become a drug to them. Many teachings were hard, but their daily lives remained the same. They have only heaped up to themselves teachers who tickled their itching ears.
So, what the Apostle Paul is saying is that we should just love healthy teaching. If a person is able to win your soul through the preaching of the word of the Lord, that you know that you got saved there, then you know that also you're going to be able to be fed there. Amen?
Amen.
Because they're dealing out the bread of life. All right?
Amen.
They're causing you to drink from the river and from eat from the trees. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Tony Alamo. I'll be writing tape number 18 for you tomorrow. Praise the Lord.